Welcome back to Vikings Connected. Aaron Newberg, Ben Lieber. Now it's time for the show, Words with Teammates.
I like this show. You're a good announcer voice, too.
Thank you. Words with Teammates. So we've got Jeff Locke and Blair Walsh. Take a look.
Jeff Locke, and I am playing for Tee It Up for the Troops. They donate money to military veterans and their families.
Blair Walsh, and I am playing for the Minnesota Children's Hospital.
I think we've got a good chance just because we live together and work together every single day, so we kind of know, we might know each other a little better than most. For round one, we're going to do sports.
Round one, sports.
All right, dude. I'm
nervous. I got butterflies.
Can you give us like a countdown at least?
Five, four, three, two, one.
End of the game. This is called, makes the last shot. It's called a...
Game winner.
No,
buzzer beater.
Type of swimming movement where you're on the...
Breaststroke, backstroke.
Happens every year at college basketball tournament.
NCAA March Madness.
Guy can't swing a golf club.
Yips.
No.
Hiccups.
Actual person. He's an announcer.
Charles Barkley.
Bad sports agency.
Ah. What's a bad sports agency?
It's FIFA.
Oh, what the hell?
Round one score. 4.
You got super nervous.
I was talking way too fast.
You're like,
There was some in there I just skipped right through. One was Knickerbockers. How am I going to describe Knickerbockers?
New York Knicks. Allen Houston.
Right, this one right through.
Game winner against Miami. I think we can do better as long as I enunciate correctly and give him good clues. We're going to be all right. That was not a shot at you. You enunciated correctly.
I want to chuck these everywhere.
The category we are going to go with is pop culture.
Round two. Pop culture.
We got to go with
it. I don't know pop culture.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know anything about pop culture.
I can explain it. Britney Spears,
I don't know
Janet
people,
Jackson.
Though. I don't know celebrities. This is bad.
Mop Top, gets in trouble, gets arrested, speeding through the neighborhood. Keyshawn Johnson hates him.
Next one.
There's sports version and Alex Trebek.
Jeopardy.
Yes. Connected in every room that you try to go into. Use your phone with it.
Wi-Fi.
Yes. Search engine for videos.
Google. YouTube.
Yep. Popular show on HBO.
Game of Thrones.
Yep. Apple.
iPad.
No, it...
iPhone.
Steve Jobs.
Oh, did you say Apple Boss?
I know.
Round two score. 4. For a total of 8.
What do we have? 4?
4.
We got to break 4.
How'd you not get Justin Bieber? Mop Top, like, hated by everybody. Keyshawn Johnson hates him.
Same man who's a woman, and I get Justin Bieber.
No.
We got 4 again, I think. So I think we're right at the average. We really need to break through with 5 this time.
I think we did all right again. I did suffer from the same problem Jeff had and thought as fast as I possibly could. This is round 3 with the superstar Jeff Locke, and we're going to do world culture.
Round 3, the world.
Can I get a 1 on the countdown here, by the way?
Yeah. Don't give us a TV
5,
one.
5, 4, 3, 2.
We don't need that.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In China, very long.
Great Wall, China.
Yep. New Orleans happens once a year.
Mardi Gras.
Yep. In Egypt.
Pyramids.
Nope, the other thing.
Pharaohs.
Looks like a dog. Looks like a dog.
Sphinx.
Yes. In Rome, people used to fight in its
Colosseum. Either.
Yep. In San Francisco.
Golden Gate Bridge.
In Vegas, right by Vegas, separates water or blocks water.
Hoover Dam.
Yep. In Arizona.
Grand Canyon.
Boom.
Woo!
We killed that one.
Wow.
Round 3 score. That's a perfect score. Nice work. For a grand total of 15. That is a great score!
I think that round went pretty well. We were able to get the clues off, and Jeff was able to guess them correctly. It was good teamwork. I was impressed with the Sphinx when I called it a dog, which I guess it technically kind of is.
It kind of lays like a dog.
So I was impressed with that.
With that last round, we got a chance. I think 4 and 5 are going to be the averages for most people, but I think a 6 or 7, whatever the last round was, is going to keep us up there top 5 at least.
Good luck beating us. That's my advice.
It's going to be very tough.
Well, 15.
That's good.
Walsh. That's really good.
Yeah. I thought they had some good back and forth.
They did.
What'd they get perfect score on again?
The world.
The world.
Yes. I can't say it like big voice guy, but the world.
You're almost there. Keep practicing. But that was impressive.
Thank you.
I mean, there was a few that I felt like, I don't know if I would have got. And they enunciated. So that's helpful when you can understand each other.
Enunciate.
Right? So this is our leader boy. Boy.
Boyd.
Not our boy, but our board. First is our teddy bear, Mike Wallace.
I know. Okay. Wallace and Bridgewater with 15.
Okay. Then we have our Wolfman. These are all the babies they've created.
Emerson and B-Rob.
Don't tell him I'm saying that. All right, then we have Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, which is really
just like the classic,
between,
right?
Yeah, Harrison Smith and Andrew Sadejo.
And last but not least, our adult Beavis.
Yeah, so they did really well. Yes, Blair and Jeff Wall. Yeah, adult
it's
Beavis.
It's only
that
when they're combined together. They all look great on their own. But these guys are still in the lead.
I know. It's really a really tight race. I thought, though, today, after the first few rounds, like, they're not going to be close. But they got a perfect
they came
round.
Back.
Perfect
and
round.
Don't forget, whichever duo scores the most points at the end of the season, we're going to donate $2,000, thank you, Ben, to their favorite charity.
Out of my own pocket, yeah.
He's so generous.
It's the least I can do.
Mm-hmm.